Hey, you know me. I love comic books.
Yes, me too.
I also love comic books.
You know what, though? With all the comic books we read and review, I don't have time for my true passion, video games.
That's definitely not true.
That's why I want to tell you all about this week's sponsor, the Gaming Ride Home Podcast, which has video game news, rumors, reviews, release dates, everything posted every day at 5 p.m., perfect for your drive home.
We live in New York. We don't have cars.
When I'm driving home in my car, I love to listen to host Kyle Hilliard chat down the day's video game topics, and the great news is the podcast is only 15 or 20 minutes long.
Oh, you could have just said that you listened to it on the subway or something.
Basically, Kyle is online all day catching up on video games, so I don't have to. And then I can go home and play all my video games instead of reading my dumb comics.
What is your deal?
2 years of podcasts and 25 million downloads can't be wrong. If you're a gaming fanatic, then catch up on the latest gaming news every day. Search your podcast app right now and subscribe to Gaming Ride Home.
Alex, I need you to apologize to comic books, the concept of comic books, right now.
I'm so sorry.
That feels better.
Welcome to Comic Book Club. Put your hands together for your hosts, Alex, Pete, and Justin.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man of the booth,
Ronnie Rotten. Thanks for remembering.
I got you. Memory like a...
Steel trap.
There we go. Civ, yes. One of those things.
So, guys, I want to ask you, how was your Valentine's Day?
Our shared Valentine's Day.
Oh, great.
Because as you know, Alex and I spent every Valentine's Day together.
Course.
He's always my Valentine. No offense to you, Pete, but we were married by a Jedi once, and that didn't go very well. For a number of reasons.
Yeah, I took him on a gondola ride, and that was very nice.
In New York City, there's a gondola ride?
It was fucking freezing.
It was very cold, but he sings in Italian like an angel.
Oh, sola mio.
Yes.
That's racist.
What?
What? It's definitely not racist. Okay. Something else.
Yeah.
Was this the bit that you wanted to do?
I wanted to ask.
What was your Valentine's Day like?
Oh, it was fun.
What'd you do?
I went to Philly. We went to the museum.
The museum, the most romantic place. In the city.
I love. By the way, we've recorded already a couple of podcasts this evening, and I love that Pete is offering up the minimal amount of information about everything.
He's very coy.
I went to a museum.
Yeah. He's very coy. He's very flirty tonight. It's the Valentine's.
What'd you do? I got to hear about Zalbin's.
I had the day off of work.
On Valentine's Day.
So we put our children.
You work at Hallmark.
Exactly. Yeah. And we were like, fuck this. We're done.
Yeah.
If your heart's not working, we can't help you anymore. So we put the kids in to school.
Right.
And then we went to a restaurant and drank wine.
Aw, yeah. Nice day.
It was very
What time?
Fun. Early. Like 11:48.
Nice.
It was
a little day drinking, man.
Day drinking on a Friday, Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's excellent. Really,
there we go.
Very nice. And then we went upstate for the weekend because it was also President's Day weekend and almost burned an Airbnb down.
Oh, no.
I was building a fire and.
In the house?
Yeah, I don't know. I was cold. No, in the fireplace.
On the couch.
Yeah. Oh. The thing about a fireplace is it's right in the name.
Right.
It's the fireplace.
Yeah. Right, but you got to open up the flue.
Well, here's what I did. I opened the flue.
This is the most I've heard Pete talk about.
Exactly. He's closing in on me. You know he's interested because he's turning away from
facing away from the audience. He's like, yeah, tell me about the time you got fucking burned.
Very intense. I opened the flue. It's a very old house, and the fire already had a lot of wood in it, so I made it. Very big fire.
Nice.
And the flue was broken, and it closed.
Oh, no.
And then the house filled with smoke, and I was like, oh, no. And because it was so hot, it was very hard to turn it back to open.
Yeah.
Now, was it before or after this happened that you remember that you had left the kids at school on Valentine's Day?
No, that was fun because the teacher, we got her a nice big box of chocolates.
Ah, there we go.
Way to go.
No, it was fine. It ended up being fine. And we then had another fire the second day because we're stupid.
There we go. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And happy Valentine's Day to us. Very excited to have this guest here. He is always one of our favorites on the show.
Yes.
He is the Associate Director of Development for Complex.
That is correct.
There
you go. Alex, you just won a prize.
I got it right. Jason Torres.
Welcome
back.
There he is.
Hello.
Have a seat.
Please,
have a microphone.
Oh, I can
watch
got you. There's a water.
I got you a water.
There's a water over there.
From Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Ooh, that's the best.
You said you wanted a water, and he ran up to the falls.
Yeah.
Got it himself.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime. Jason, of course, we planned for your appearance here very far in advance.
Yes.
You have a lot of material prepared, so.
Yeah.
Go
no,
for
I
it.
Didn't. I didn't hear an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so, yeah, this is great. But I've been here a bunch of times. Like, if this was SNL, I'd be like the John Goodman or Tom Hanks.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
not
right. In terms of, like, talent, but in terms of, like, the number of appearances.
Like, he's like, around a
just
lot.
Make him a fucking cast member already.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's what
right.
The
sort of thing like, ah, shit, we had nobody to do this part tonight. Who's in the city?
I like that you think of us as a cast. Because we consider ourselves like two, three guys that were handcuffed together many years ago.
Yeah, more of a chain gang.
But even more interesting, you accidentally said two at first.
I know, it is weird. Is well, one of us isn't a real person.
Yeah, I knew it.
Guess which one?
Guess which one?
What is going on with you? You're working at Complex, obviously.
Yeah, I'm working at Complex still, and you know, just plugging along, working in development. If people don't know what that means, it's literally developing new concepts for shows. If you're not super familiar with Complex, the biggest show we have right now is Hot Ones.
Yes,
and just spun off and do a game show.
Yeah, it actually premieres tonight at 10 o'clock on Woo-hoo! True TV.
That's why we booked you an hour ago.
Yeah.
For the big premiere.
For the big premiere, the big plug that everyone will hear about tomorrow.
I love that show. I'm excited about that game show.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. If you really are fans, next time I come here...
I've seen every episode.
Oh, well, the next time someone cancels and I show up here,
yep.
What I'll do is I'll bring some of the hot sauces with me.
Oh, wow. Shit. I don't want to try that.
Nah, yeah, you
really?
Do. You think you don't. You do. No, yeah. Actually, you don't.
Yeah,
yo,
I
can
don't.
I tell you? Can I tell you a crazy story?
Yes.
This is real. Nobody knows this. And like...
Holy shit.
I might even get in trouble for this. So I'm going to be a little bit...
It's all nobody right. Nobody hears this podcast. Yeah.
This is all right, cool. Off yeah. The record.
So the other day... A major celebrity came in who has been in, I would say, one of the biggest franchises of all time. I'm not going to say what it is, but ooh, there were several movies.
Flubber.
It was several movies, several huge movies that made tons of money, epic fantasy movie.
Really closing in on the details.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'm still legally vague enough.
Yeah. Okay.
So he comes in to do some other thing.
Also he...
Yeah.
Wait, age range, older or younger?
Yes. So he comes in to do a thing. Actually, if you really want to, he's been in two different. Well, he's been in a comic book movie and this other project.
Okay.
So he comes in.
I know who it is.
He comes.
Wait, in. Who is it, Pete?
It's Viggo Mortensen.
No, it's not. So he
I can't believe you knew that name.
Actually, I don't think it's a big deal. It's Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood comes
oh,
in.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
And he's doing some other thing. I don't know what it is exactly.
We would have never guessed Elijah Wood.
Yeah, well,
he was very close with Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, he was pretty close.
Yeah.
He was in the Frank Miller movie.
Sin City.
He was in Sin City in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Right.
That fits the description. All right, so he comes in to do some thing. I don't know exactly what it is, some interview. Mm-hmm. And he brings a friend with him. And after they're done with the thing, they're hanging around the office. And the hot sauces are all over the place.
Sure,
it's like
sure.
Their whole identity. Yeah. And so they're like, oh, wow, these are the hot sauces from that show. Can we try one? All right. So bookmark that.
Mm.
Now, that's what I found out. What happened to me is I got to work a little bit late, and it was a weird vibe in the office. I couldn't tell what it was from. I got to my seat, did my thing, hung out. Later on, somebody says, man, crazy day, right? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? I just got here. They're like, you didn't see the ambulance? I said, no. They said, you didn't see all those paramedics? I said, no. You didn't see all those people holding up the elevator. You didn't see any of that. I was like, no, I didn't see it. Like, maybe I took a different route to my desk. I'm like, what happened? They're like, Elijah Wood saw the hot sauces and said, hey, can we try these? And his boy tasted one and, like, collapsed.
Oh, wow.
Full body shutdown.
Yeah, full body shutdown. And they had to, like, rush him out the building. And apparently it was a whole spectacle. So all that to say, those sauces are no joke. And you can see... The real intensity of those sauces tonight at 10 p.m. on True TV. You see, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow,
yeah. Bring it home at the end.
Those sauces have like really fucked some people up.
Hell yeah, dude! I took one. I took a taste of one. I dipped my finger in it and tasted it.
Which one?
It was the one called
Da Bomb. Was it?
Yes.
Oh shit! Beyond Insanity.
Something? Can I mention something about Hot Ones, the game show? Because I have seen the first episode, and I'm sure this will go up after that. Just on the hot scale, within the first 5 minutes of the first episode, one of the contestants is vomiting in a bucket.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Like, straight up.
That truly is a hot one.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a little anecdote.
True.
What do we do? Come out, tell a funny anecdote. We ask you about your current projects.
Yeah. Well, actually, right now I am working on a cool project. It's for Facebook, and it's called Fan Fatel.
Ooh.
And it's basically this, but with two girls.
Oh, why would you make women? Why would you make that casting?
Well, that's probably
they
better.
Pitched it. They pitched it to Complex, and we'd picked it up.
Yeah,
and we'd be girls.
Is that
what you're
gonna say? Yeah. Hey, is that all it takes? Girls. Yeah, it'd be like a Bosom Buddies reboot. And so, it used to be, when it was being developed.
If it helps, I can remind you that one of us is not a person.
Yeah, well, yeah, it makes it easier. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have a guess who?
It was called like Geek Girls or some bullshit like that. And they landed on Fan Fatel. They're gonna start shooting it soon, but yeah, it's a geek culture show hosted by two women, and you know, it should be a lot of fun. There'll be like, you know, packages and interviews and whatnot. So it should be a good time. But all that to say, Complex is dipping their toe into, you know, what we refer to around the office as geek culture.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Is that too inside?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of which, we were talking about this backstage. You took your daughter to see Birds of Prey recently.
I did.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Say it right.
No. Okay, so hold on about that. I know a lot of people are like, no, it's now called Harley Quinn : Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
That's just for SEO reasons. It's just on a couple of websites.
What does SEO mean?
SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization.
Wow. Okay.
Do you have other questions?
Fucking
well, fuck you for asking me. You're the one speaking in different languages. I'm trying to, for
I'm
people
just
listening
saying,
at home,
it's
maybe
still
no one
called.
Speaks what the fuck
As
you're talking.
As we all know, when we walk up to theater, we say one ticket for Harley Quinn and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Right. Yeah. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, if you just say Birds of Prey, they won't give you a ticket.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's a different movie. That's just a documentary about regular birds.
Yeah.
And what a smart move to release on the same weekend.
Oh, so smart.
That bird doc figured it out.
What did you think of Birds of Prey?
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A couple times when I did feel like kind of zoning out, you know, my kid who's 17 was like letting out like audible, you know,
aww,
like wow or woo, you know, cool, wow, oh snap, you know, like she was way into it.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
A couple of times I went to turn and be like, that was awful. Like, but yeah, it was cute.
Did
it
you
was
shush cool. her?
No. it was really fun.
Smart man.
I enjoyed it like through her more than I enjoyed it myself. Like, put it like this, I don't think I would ever watch it again. But I'd watch it with her again. You know what I mean? Because I know she has the soundtrack. She's already looking for the merch. You know, she's fully involved.
Nice.
And awesome. You kind of do forget as dudes that there isn't a lot of shit like that for women, and like especially for young women. And it is super cool. I walked away from it feeling like it reminded me of when my little sister was small, and we saw Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And it's like you look at it and you're like, this is so like cheesy. There's all this horrendous like wire work and these poorly choreographed scenes, ridiculous characters, but it is inspiring to someone, and it's like it is weird to see someone feel like seen and represented, even if it is something cheesy. So, you know, I was able to keep looking at her and be like, wow, well, yeah, that was awesome. And I remember after, she was like, oh, my God, that was so cool. I'm like, it was. Yes, it was. Wasn't it? Yeah, I liked the part with the karate. They all know karate. Yeah, like, so. It was fine. What'd you guys think? I know you guys
saw it
together, I heard.
Yeah, I took him for Valentine's Day.
Yep, that's nice. Pete and Alex had
I love the movie. I thought it was great. It was so much I was looking forward to it, and it was better than I thought it was going to be.
It definitely was better, yeah.
But one of my qualms with it actually is I wish I wish they had made it a little less hardcore, like a little less R rating. Mm-hmm. Because somebody asked me right afterwards, they're like, would you take your daughter to see this? And the answer is no, she's 10.
Right.
And it's not necessarily about the content, it's just there's an overwhelming amount of cursing, an overwhelming amount of violence, and I feel like they could have gotten so many more people if they did actually tone it down to a PG-13.
Yeah, there's a scene where Harley like gets out of a jam because she's like hyped up off coke.
Yeah, it's like, that it's coke like spinach. Scene was hilarious.
It was funny. Which I was distracted funny. Though because like there like the cocaine was everywhere. Mm.
And in like, the movie theater you were watching.
Yeah. And I remember my kid said like, oh my God, that was so weird, the scene like with all the coke was everywhere. And I thought to myself, I was like, coke? Like, no, you say cocaine. You say like, yeah, the
you're too familiar legal, with that.
Yeah, yeah. Like what are you using slang for?
Suddenly
like,
you start noticing there's a little white powder.
Yeah, I mean, this nose explains all the moodiness too. I thought it was hormones.
Oh.
And all the stock trade she's been doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
She called it Colombian chalk dust. Yeah. I don't know what is she plugged yeah, into
called
this?
It, she called it face fuel.
Yeah, she called that pure Keith Richards shit. Yeah. Yeah. How does she know this?
Yeah, that's what I said. She said booger sugar, and I said, what are you talking
Whoa.
About?
She's very plugged in. But cocaine scene.
I blame Snapchat or TikTok. It's one of these things yeah. I don't understand.
It's definitely that.
Yeah, TikTok, pure cocaine.
This is a
yeah.
little side thing, but have you got the thing as a parent? There are parents who will tell me, they'll be like, you got to keep your kids off TikTok because they're recruiting people for ISIS.
Oh, God.
Who like, says that to you?
If my kids want to get recruited for ISIS, there's much more direct ways than joining TikTok.
You know? I'd just be happy for them to accomplish something.
Get them out of the house.
Yeah. Your problem with that is like, my kids are not being recruited via TikTok. It's their other
right,
apps
it's
that I've
the
downloaded.
Email that I forwarded to yeah. them.
What yeah. parent is coming up to you saying?
Re-ISIS recruitment.
I forgot about that scene. That scene was a lot of fun.
It was funny, yeah.
Yeah. It also like really does a good job of like, because you have this character who doesn't have, she's not, there's no moral center. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, she would be able to do that. And
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It kind of really made it a lot of fun.
I like how they really leaned into that in a scene where, like, you know, where she sort of, like, without spoiling it, betrays someone's trust
yeah.
very deliberately and then goes like, well, I guess I'm a shitty person. And it's like, well, like, that's, if you know, yeah. if you're going to own it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt very true to the character of Harley mm-hmm. Quinn, which I thought was great across the board.
Yeah.
Just for a little context before we move forward, it's hard to keep this conversation going because Pete is laying down. He's fully laying
like,
down.
You're the one who brought out the no legs couch, motherfucker.
Just sit up. Be a person. Be present.
I am being a person.
Be present. What we need fuck? You here.
We need you here, Pete. We need you.
I did not take you to see Birds of Prey on Valentine's Day for you to lie down on the job.
First off, I wouldn't.
I wanted you to fucking lie down on Valentine's Day. If you know what I mean.
Again.
We never.
You're always on your phone. You break the movie up into weird segments. It's fucking annoying.
Wait,
as
Justin
shit.
Uses his phone in
yeah,
the movies
the whole time. No, he's got his
what
fucking
are you on,
screen
TikTok?
Up.
That's not true.
The gall of you to yell at anybody about their movie behavior when you are screaming out loud time. The entire time.
And I'm only.
Who
my
cares?
Phone. I'm only.
Everybody
I care.
Yells
Nobody,
at the
what
movie.
Are you talking about? Nobody yells.
What this, are you talking about? This, yes. I'm not the only one yelling at the
Poppy
screen.
The popcorn doesn't come out at the beginning and be like, please silence your cell phones for no reason. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, well, Justin ignores that shit, so what the fuck?
Pete, I was downloading cocaine. I took it on my phone once because I was like,
bullshit.
Let me check on my family. Gotcha.
All right, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
And in the stack, we're going to talk about a couple of Marvel comic books that came out this week, because that's all we read anymore.
Wow.
Whoa.
First one we're going to talk
not
about.
True.
No, that's not true. First one we're going to talk about, Doctor Strange, Surgeon Supreme, number 3 from Marvel. I love this book. We talked about
Very
this a
good.
Little bit, I believe, on the stack. Our Wednesday morning podcast, but the concept of the book is that Doctor Strange is now once again working as a surgeon as well as the Sorcerer Supreme, and it's such a clear TV premise that they're hitting on an issue monthly basis that I think is executed so well.
Yeah, but it gets a little like, he's like, oh, I'll just be surgical with my precision. It's like, fuck you, Dr. Strange. I get it. You're a doctor again. You're probably excited about it.
He gets,
but like,
one of them. He gets one of those.
Yeah, yeah, you get a couple. You're right.
I like how he just sort of slips between dimensions, and he's like, what's his destination here? He's just like, I'm going to go wander in the...
Right.
He's walking there.
So a guy comes in. He has been aging very quickly and prematurely. Dr. Strange very quickly figures it out. It's because of a tattoo he got from a very sketchy demon, and he traces the demon back to a two-dimensional dimension.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
Huh?
That happened to you?
Yeah, you got to watch where you get tattoos, man.
No, but because of a tattoo, I aged prematurely. I got a tribal tattoo, and I got it like in 2000, and now everyone at work thinks I'm 50.
That's 100% true, and I'm so sorry. I think we should surgically help him out.
Yeah.
What do you think?
This is actually a comic book podcast and tattoo removal parlor.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, nice.
Did I say that really well?
Nope.
You really?
A parlor.
Really nailed the parlor. I saw it coming too, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to say that word.
I'll just say this word, and it's going to roll right off my tongue. Parlor.
This book is very good. Definitely pick it up. And the art by Kev Walker is so good as well.
Art is fantastic.
Next one to talk about, another orange cover from Marvel this week, The Amazing Spider-Man number 39.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Now, this is near and dear to our hearts, right, Justin?
Who wrote this?
Huh?
Who wrote
Nick
this?
Nick Spencer.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
What?
It's a bullshit issue.
It's not a bullshit issue.
It's a podcast in comic book form. How annoying is that?
It's J. Jonah Jameson and The Amazing Spider-Man are on a podcast together. Now, I feel like this is especially apropos for us.
Sure, we should talk about it. We should
analyze
it.
Why would you say that?
Because
none of us are Spider-Man.
We're journalists.
No, we're not.
Just like J. Jonah Jameson.
Maybe Salvin is, but you're not a journalist.
Don't you dare tell me what.
Get me pictures of Pete LePage.
No problem. He's basically sedentary.
You can make a drawing of Pete.
What's that?
You can make a drawing of Pete. You don't need a picture. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
I could sketch him over weeks
life.
As he slowly sits here and eats a Subway
congeals.
Sandwich. I mean, these are my guys. They're hanging out on their podcast. It was just really right here in the heart.
Really?
What do you think?
I couldn't believe the whole issue was a podcast. I was like, I kept reading going, all right, well, this will end soon.
The podcast was, to be fair, the podcast was the framing device. They kept jumping back in time to show J. Jonah's relationship with Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man. I love...
Spoiler, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about that. One thing that I actually love about what they're doing right now, it was a huge move for Peter Parker to reveal his secret identity to Jonah Jameson, but the way they're working it out, that they are still at odds, even though Jonah is like, Spider-Man is great, I support Peter Parker, I'm your biggest fan, but is being even more terrible about it is such a fun move.
Yeah, I think Nick Spencer's been on this book for a long time now, and I think he's really laying down a lot of like new world for Spider-Man, and it's really fun. And I like how in this podcast, the people producing it, it's funny if like having a producer, but like they're like...
What's that?
This podcast, it's not. They're both getting along, it's no fun. They need to fight.
Right. That's where the friction comes. That's where the excitement comes. And ultimately, by the end, Spider-Man and Jonah are fighting.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is great.
This is gold.
This is the best.
Two cool things about this to me, like Chance is in this. And like that, I remember Chance the Rapper.
Nice.
No, Chance the supervillain. And I remember like, back in the day, that... like Spider-Man, like 297 or 98, like right before Venom.
Venom.
He was on the cover, and I remember having that and like tracing the cover and like trying to learn how to draw the cover. It was like an early McFarlane, which is like what made me fall for him and Spider-Man. And like, so I was like, oh, it's always cool to see him. But then also, remember in the last Spider-Man movie, Far From Home, how J. Jonah Jameson is depicted as sort of like a podcast quack, like a Alex Jones.
Yeah.
So it immediately made me think of that. Like, that's a perfect lane for him to be in, because like, that's how he would exist today. So I just thought that was like really fun, and I'd love to see more of J. Jonah as like a crazy Alex Jones type podcaster.
Yeah. That's sort of the direction they went. I mean, it was the very end, but of the last Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they positioned him as that. And it is, yeah, it's a very fun place for him to be in. Mm-hmm. Last one we're going to talk about, Savage Avengers number 10, also from Marvel Comics. Pete, you're savage.
Yeah, I thought this was fun.
Savage.
I think this is a cool team. It's nice to see Doom in the mix.
Yeah, who are the stars of this book? Who's
You got Doom. Your old buddy, Doctor Strange, who's now a
practicing doctor. Oh, man, so many doctors on this team.
A lot of doctor stuff.
It's like ER up in here.
Yeah, it's definitely ER. It's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
A reference from the last decade.
Sure, The Resident.
Yep. The Good Doctor. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We watch TV.
Private Practice.
Yep, House.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Good, helpful. Jason coming in. Head to
Scrubs.
Scrubs.
I
don't want Dr. Degrassi Jr. High. There's a doctor in that show,
sure.
I think.
Dr. Stranger Things.
Dr. Doctor, starring the dude who played Max Headroom.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Yeah. That's why I come here.
Really got it. Lighten up Kevin in the front row.
He was itching. He was like, if someone doesn't mention that show, I'm going to scream it out.
Yeah. The real answer is Doctor Who, motherfucker, in your face. You should have thought that ages ago.
That's easy.
That's your whole
right.
shit.
That is, yeah, that's my whole identity.
That's your whole identity.
My whole identity.
Your whole personality is one Doctor
is Doctor Who.
Doctor.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Doctor.
Yeah. Pete, was there anything else you wanted to say about the comic book, or did we cover it?
You guys covered it. No, I just, I think this is, you know, as the title says, it's a bunch of badasses hanging out.
What makes it more savage than the regular adventures?
Oh, there's more fighting, I think. But I just like the team up of this, and Conan's also in the mix. And
is he going to medical school, or what's going on with Conan?
He's
a resident.
Yeah. No. Please, I'm Dr. the Barbarian.
Can I ask you a question as someone who doesn't read this? Yeah. Is the presence of Conan what makes him savage? Because it's like there are a lot of like there's Dark Avengers, there's, you know, there's a West Coast Avengers. Do they even do that anymore? But there's a bunch of different Avengers. So these Avengers are the what?
Yeah, I mean, they throw Conan
the
in there.
Shirtless Avengers?
You throw Conan in there, and now they're savage, you know?
And they're in more savage environments.
The first lineup was Punisher, Wolverine, Venom, and Conan, and
Elektra.
Elektra. And that, to me, was like, yes, okay, sure.
That was like savage.
Savage.
who are you guys?
Yeah, and a bunch of guys from Queer Eye, like two-fifths of the Queer Eye guys. And it was savage.
I feel like Conan, when he's around other characters in the Marvel Universe, I don't know why, this is a very visceral reaction, I feel like he smells bad. I feel like he's
probably
Conan. He's like shirtless, very sweaty man.
He eats a lot of raw meat.
Raw, exactly, which isn't
got
good
that
for
keto funk.
Yeah, keto funk. He's definitely paleo, basically, because that's all he knows. Yeah. He doesn't even know about nuts and seeds.
No. Those are for gatherers. He's a hunter.
He's a hunter.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes to a bar with Wolverine, and he's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat this bowl of
pretzels?
Nuts. Oh, nuts or pretzels. Either way, I think he'd be like, what the fuck
is this? He goes to a bar with Wolverine. Bar snacks get in their way. He goes to a Panera. He fucks up a Panera. He's like, what is any of this?
Yeah, he thinks Wolverine's too sophisticated.
Wolverine. It's good. To a Panera.
Got him.
You got
there
him.
The best times
there
ever. Alex gets got.
There it is.
God, Alex.
There
look, he can't even recover.
He can't.
Got him.
Great man. He's still not
He's
good.
Shattered.
Give me soup and a bread ball.
What's that? No bread balls?
What lentil?
I'm on the way for bread balls.
What's your lentil soup of the day?
Boy.
I'm sort of going veg. I'm off meat.
I ordered on the app.
I ordered a bear claw. This isn't a bear's claw.
Where's the order pickup? Is it over there? It's by the pickup count. Oh, that's weird. Why are they separate?
No. I ordered already.
I actually ordered a latte, and this is a cappuccino. The foam sticks in my facial hair. And I really...
It's not showing up as points in my app.
That is a savage adventure. Yeah. Pete, what do you think about this? This is fun.
Yeah, you got any...
You guys are having fun.
We're having fun, yeah. No, I'm sorry we're insulting your belief system.
Yep. Yes. You really are.
Your belief system.
And that's it for the stack.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because I get to come out to you all. Oh, yeah. And
all the hands are up.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Every single hand is up.
How amazing, amazing. Up. All right, Jason's I'll go in this order then. What is your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Kier. How's it going, everybody?
Hello. Hey.
You mentioned that your daughter got into like everything Birds of Prey, including the soundtrack. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Mike,
where's this going?
Tentative.
No, my question is for all of you guys. Was there ever like an action movie or a comic movie that you got so invested in you even got the soundtrack? For me, it was like a lot of Tarantino movies and Spider-Verse.
I was gonna say. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
No, I was gonna say one of the first time that happened to me was Pulp Fiction. I got the Pulp Fiction soundtrack before I saw the movie, and there's clips of the movie in the soundtrack. So I remember being like, "Man, I can't wait to see this movie." And it was like really, and it was I was young enough to be like really like impressionable and feel like, you know, I feel like when you're a teenager, Quentin Tarantino is as cool as he thinks he is. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so like you buy in completely. And I was like obsessed, and I couldn't wait to see it. And I saw it, and I was one of those people who made other people watch it. You got to see this movie. But yeah, that's an example of that. Like, there may be others, but that one sticks out the most for me is Pulp Fiction for sure.
Now, are there any? Do comic book movies ever have good soundtracks?
Batman Forever.
Kiss from a Rose, that's true.
Yeah.
Kiss from a Rose.
That was going to be my answer.
And what was the one that had the two Smashing Pumpkins song? Like, one was called, like, The End is the Beginning is the End, and the other song was called The Beginning is the End is the Beginning, but it was the same song, but one was slower. You don't remember this? Yeah. You guys don't have the Batman Forever soundtrack.
No, I'm the only one.
Yeah, what about Scott Pilgrim?
That's a good soundtrack. The original Batman.
Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, had a great soundtrack.
Cool. Why? Yeah. Tell me, what do you mean?
There was like I don't know these bands very well, but it was like Soundgarden or one of those Smashing.
I think your body is fully shutting down right now. But like,
I really thought you were going to be like actually obscure band.
Stone Temple Pilots released a song. It was like
the Beatles,
just for the movie.
Rolling Stones? I don't know.
It was a really great song, and they made it just for the movie.
Great. It sounds like a great kind of soundtrack. I can't believe you called any of those obscure bands.
I didn't say obscure band. You said obscure band.
You said obscure band. All right, guys, roll back the tape. That's a thing we could do, right?
Yeah, that's how it works in this our
Ronnie,
studio.
Can you roll back the tape?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Actually, please don't touch it because it could fall apart.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, I noticed. It's falling apart.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, we have a big bag of old tapes, DATs, in the back that we recorded.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good.
I'm trying to think of like Black Panther had a great soundtrack.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Run the Jewels song was fucking fantastic.
Definitely.
There's been some really great. I got real.
You got the touch.
Yeah.
That one.
I went out and got the New Balances that were the Black Panther Marvel crossover ones just because
the
I was
shoes.
So hyped.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's not a comic book movie, but I do remember being way into like the Fight Club soundtrack. That's a good soundtrack.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a good
that soundtrack. Is a good soundtrack. Yeah.
Snatch soundtrack is good. I don't think soundtracks are as good anymore. Like, I don't know.
They're not aiming for it in the same way, right? Like,
yeah.
Music's just different now.
Yeah, music.
Yeah, it's too
you're
loud.
Such an old man.
Yeah, well, you couldn't remember bands a minute ago.
There's no way to sound more so watched than to criticize music.
Yeah. I don't get rap music. It just
seems
like,
Jesus.
They're going so fast.
Shut up,
boy.
Don't get all that hippity-hop noise.
Yeah, yeah, no thanks.
What is it that
they're just talking. It's
give me a good Mozart, and I'm set.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get our next question over here. Name and question.
My name is Kevin, and I am the new Starman.
There you go.
It's great. I have something to say after this section, which will be pertinent to that, but thank you for your guess.
Okay.
Also, fuck Pete.
Dude, can you tell him if he's close or give him a hint?
What do you mean close?
Help, help him.
I'm dropping a clue in a second.
Okay,
get the fuck
great.
Off my jock.
Good. I'm glad you're finally doing it.
Finally. 5 years he had a secret quiz. I have more like 2 weeks and you're already in my face.
It's more like 7 at this point.
7 weeks?
Yeah.
You know how many weeks are in 5 years?
Do you ever think of having a therapist as a guest?
Too disruptive. Talk about our feelings. Okay.
Now, you were talking earlier about Chance. And going off of that, who are some other villains whom you really like and think, you know, just haven't gotten the exposure that they should?
Great question.
You know what's like in Tangled Web, I love the treatment of the rhino. And I like that. I thought that was so good. Like the do you guys all remember that? Like it was sort of like the like a what's that thing? Flowers for
Algernon.
Yeah, it was like that, but with the rhino.
Yeah,
and I thought it was so cool because like he is just like a lummox, and he's not super like you know, there's not a lot to him. He's pretty simple. So I like any hero that I like any time that a villain is given like any sort of like backstory or like elevation of like of seeing them beyond just them as like a goon who's like the kind of like sometimes like the cold open for a comic book, you know?
Well, it's interesting that I feel like Marvel characters, there's like the Marvel method of having the characters have be heroes but also be like going through their own stuff in their personal lives. And I think that doesn't really extend to the villains as much.
Yeah.
So when we actually get that, I think it's amazing. The character that first came to mind was Killer Croc from Batman the Animated Series, who was, great. This guy coming with two drinks.
Two drink minimum.
There is no drink minimum.
Killer Croc from the Batman the Animated Series. Because the episode where he hooks up with the circus characters when they're staying in the cabin. And you really see the other side of him. And it really made the character likable and more interesting.
Yeah, it's the thing they should do more often because it's like it's kind of like low-hanging fruit, right? Because a lot of these big villains are so easily recognizable that, like, it just takes a little... You can do whatever you want with their background, you know what I mean? But, I'll let someone else answer.
For me, and this is something that Langston always talks about, one of his favorite is Taskmaster. And I feel like that's also a great villain that could be used better and is, you know...
Well, I feel like the first answer that came to my mind was Sandman, just because you were talking about Spider-Man villains. And I think with all of these villains, we've gotten really good stories over the years, but they kind of lay fallow for a while before somebody suddenly has a spark of an idea that just really works for people.
Yeah, like put Sandman at the beach.
Yeah, there you go. That would be cool. Be or like, don't touch water, Sandman.
The Clayface that was on Batman Detectives, that was a cool story.
He was a legit hero.
Yeah. How about the Clayface from the Batman animated series? That was amazing. That blew my mind.
That was.
At the end where it's like, you know, you see he's the woman. He's not really. And not to make this all about the animated series, but also the treatment of Mr. Freeze.
Like, yeah. Like, so good.
That show was amazing.
Truly.
But yeah.
Truly
that
and
was
to bring
one
us
one
full
great.
Circle, that's where the debut of Harley Quinn, where Harley we started. Quinn,
there you go. Now we're done.
The
now we can finally retire.
Full circle.
I was going to say also Solomon Grundy from the Starman series, another great villain. And obviously everyone, the Punisher, a great villain. That
there you go. The worst of the worst. Yeah. Let's get our last question here. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, I'm Jesus, and a stupid, silly question. Which superhero or supervillain would you love to see in an episode of Hop Ones?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow.
Superheroes.
I would love to see the Joker, see how well the Joker
would
do.
He would kill them.
That's the social copy for this post.
Look at this guy. Never stops developing.
Always
working.
That's going to be some great SEO.
Yeah,
oh, look at
exactly.
You two are having a little symposium. We're on this couch, barely able to stand up like P. LePage.
But what's that? What was the question again? Which superhero or villain would I like to see on Hot Ones? It's funny. Speaking of Hot Ones, that's a show that we talked about earlier. But I would, you know, one of the writers of the show,
Hot Ones,
is in the audience right now. Give him a big round of applause.
Wow. Chris,
his name's Chris DeLuca.
Wow. What
Hot Ones
to
premieres him. Tonight at 10 p.m. on True TV, and we have one of the writers here in the building right now.
Oh, my God. He's spraying hot sauce.
Right, that's crazy. You got to go. You have like an hour before you need to start writing the show. That's how it works,
that's how
right?
TV works.
That's how TV works. Yeah.
You can tell he's a writer because he has two beers in his
100% correct.
Yeah. All right, but to answer your question, I'm going to go last. No, I really, because I want to give a good answer. I was going to say the Human Torch to be a dick, but
why don't you can develop your answer.
Yeah, you work on it. You workshop some stuff. I mean, different than Joker, my first thought was Batman, just because of the idea of Hot Ones is to get people out of their head. Mm. To have Batman in a situation where he's eating the hot wigs and just starting to sweat a little bit.
You think he'd be breaking me like, God damn it, I'm Bruce Wayne, get me out of here.
Probably.
You think he'd reveal his identity?
I mean, first he'd be like, I prepared for any eventuality.
He'd be like, this is fine. I like the flavor.
I took an anti-hot sauce toxin.
Yeah. No, it's like the 60s Batman. He coated his tongue in buttermilk or something. Yeah.
Some bullshit. Yeah. That Boy Scout shit.
But that would be fun.
Yes. Oh, shit. I had an answer, and then I just forgot what I was going to say.
Pete, do you have an answer in the meantime?
I said the Joker.
You did say the Joker.
The Joker. Yeah. He was going to murder everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Matter Eater Lad.
What?
Crush it.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
That guy eats everything.
Yeah, he does.
I actually would like to see the Human Torch because I don't think it would affect him. And I think it'd be cool to see him break the show.
Different types of heat. His heat isn't capsicum based.
Well, either he would break the show or we would learn that, you know, spice heat is different than, you know,
I would like
temperature heat.
I would like to have the Beast sit down because it would be fun to see, like, because the Beast could get all intellectual wise sitting there and kind of like talk about like.
That is definitely not what I thought you were going to say. Oh. I thought you were going to say it would be fun to see all the hot sauce in his fur.
Face is
fur. Stuck on his fur.
It's a mess.
Messy beast.
Why would, no.
I think Wolverine too, like anyone who's a badass, because that show breaks people down. You'd want to see like, all right, let's see who's a real badass now. Like it makes you like, for all of his like cursing and posturing, the episode with Gordon Ramsay, is really good because like he's like crying and like snot bubbles. He's broken down completely, and it's like that's the fun of the show, is seeing people get broken all the way down.
All right, great questions, everybody. And now,
before we move on, real quick, Pete busted my balls because I don't have enough clues, I guess.
Well, people have been saying things, you're just like wrong. Like, are they close?
Pete, you did that for 5 years.
Yes. No, I didn't, assholes. When people would say things, I would be like, you're overthinking it, dumb it down.
So, right, and the answer was, I would like to take the Punisher quiz.
Yeah, that's right.
Great. Well, your clues were like, no. Also, your clues were like, no, stupider.
Still was helping.
So what I'm saying is, spirit of that, since you challenged me, I said all of the words in the unlocking phrase in our reviews of the stack. So you have to listen back and see if you can put together.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wait, fuck you, idiot.
Wait, which... of reviewing one comic or the whole show?
You'll have
what are we talking about?
All right, you
go ahead.
Okay.
This is for the audience. I'm an avid listener.
Yeah. Of course. The simple explanation is that Pete was running a secret Punisher quiz for 5 years but didn't tell anybody. Uh-huh. And then ultimately we found out about it, and over the course of the next couple of months, people unlocked the Punisher quiz.
We had to have a key. You had to say a key phrase.
The key phrase was, I would like to...
Take the secret Punisher quiz.
Take the secret Punisher quiz.
Really? And someone figured that out?
I know. It's crazy. It's actually crazy that it took that long to figure out. And then Pete challenged them to a series of trivia questions. And once they passed the trivia questions, they had to do a physical challenge. Real quick, what do you think the physical challenge was?
See, don't be push-ups. A dick about it. What? I just want you to explain
push-ups.
It.
Push-ups? No, it was actually guessing a number that Pete was thinking of, which, as we all know, is a physical challenge. Right. And then
that's
somebody...
the fun of it, because it's not a physical challenge.
That is...
It's metaphysical.
You are never allowed to criticize anybody about quiz making, ever.
I sure as hell can.
Careful, you're about to turn trivia over to him. In
yeah, yeah, I mean, that's fair. And then off of that, I ended up doing a secret cipher quiz, which Kevin won, actually, beat over a series of questions that were in different languages. Followed by a physical challenge, which was guessing a number that I was thinking of. And now we have a Starman quiz that Justin is running.
Yes.
And if you listen back to the stack from this week's show, you might be able to unlock it.
The one that's dropping on Wednesday morning?
No, this show that we just did. Right here.
Ooh.
You listened to the whole thing, Pete.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything that was out of the ordinary.
He said, Savage Spider-Man Strange. Yeah, that's nice. It. Close.
I mean, that was just my guess. I'm just throwing that out. Anyway, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage for trivia.
For trivia. All right, it's the part we get back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity with $25 free. Who would like a chance to win $25 free and simple raising in the hand?
Before you do that, I want to just describe for the podcast audience to know what just happened, which is that Pete put down his microphone and started to walk away.
No, it takes a lot to get out of this lowrider couch.
Oh, okay. You forgot about it, though, for a second, right? That you needed a microphone?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Who wants to take this quiz? There we go. Kevin wants to take this quiz. First hand up guy.
Come on down.
First hand up guy.
All right. Kevin, today's trivia is on topical comic news. Please listen to all three possible answers before you choose. Okay. Question number one. Valiant Comics is relaunching what comic with a horror twist starting in May? Is it A, Shadow Man? B, Bloodshot, or is it C, LL Cool J? So it's either A, or you could pick B.
I'll go with A.
A is correct.
Wow.
New Shadow Man launching in May. I'm kind of excited for it. All right. Who will star in Hickman's new next giant size X-Men? Is it A, Wolverine, B, Storm, or is it C, Joan Cusack? Okay. So it's either A, Wolverine, or it's B.
I'll go with B.
B is correct.
Nice. Very cool.
DC, last question. DC is doing a secret history comic in May about what heroes? Is it A, Manhunters, B, Red Lanterns, or is it C, Robin Wright? So it's either A, and then you get $25.
I'll go with A and toys.
Nice.
Oh, he solved it. Confident. All in one.
One of my favorite movies, toys.
There was another secret quiz, by the way. A secret Robin Williams movie with the third answer of Pete's question.
That's right. LL Cool J, Joan Cusack, and Robin Wright, all in toys.
And Robin Williams.
Of course.
Yeah. Great movie.
Great movie.
That is a soundtrack that I listen to nonstop.
I listen to that soundtrack,
too. It's a good
too.
Soundtrack.
Wow.
Very, like, some, like, weird songs. Yeah.
Good movie.
Love that movie.
Definitely check it out. Other things you should check out. Tomorrow is new comic book day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to Wonder Woman Death Earth number 2 of 4.
Oh,
It's an amazing comic, and you should check it out. It's really well drawn and written.
That truly is a great comic.
Yeah.
Is it by anybody you would know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
What do you want to say?
Yeah, Daniel Warren Johnson.
What did he also do?
He also did a lot of, like, I mean, I can't go through all
of there
this.
Ones particularly you want to mention?
Well, let me think about it. Murder Falcon.
Talking to you is like work all the time.
Yep.
It's like working in a coal mine, except the black lung I have is just trying to talk to you.
Cool.
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to help you by talking about your favorite thing.
You sound like a lot of my family members and friends right now.
I consider myself both of those things. A member of your family and your begrudging friend. I was just trying to look at what I was looking forward to, but I think I'm going to say Deceased Unkillables number 1.
Yeah.
Which is a fun Deceased is a series focusing on sort of the zombie version of the DC universe, and this is a I'm excited that this is a fun sort of take on that, getting into some Batman family characters and some other stuff.
And we'll have a review of that in our Stack podcast that posts Wednesday 9 a.m. in its own feed, as well as the Comic Book Club live feed. I'm looking forward to Marvel's Voices is coming out tomorrow. This is a anthology series based on the podcast. For a coworker of mine named Rob Markman did a short story there. So we'll have a review of that as well in our podcast. But if you're looking to read a bunch of new writers, check out some new artists. That's definitely one to check out. Jason, plug your stuff. What should people check out?
Well, before that, I want to say I agree with Justin. I am looking forward to DC Comics Presents Marvel Zombies, and I'm looking forward to catching up on this Spider-Man story with Jay. This thing from the stack, the Spider-Man 39, made me want to go back and jump back into that. So that's cool. But Yeah, check out Hot Ones on True TV, and also hit me up on terriblejason.com. You can find my, you know, Instagram on there and get caught up with everything, including, oh my God, a podcast that I'm working on that I forgot to tell you about. I'll tell you about it at a bar after where no one can hear about it.
Oh, that's an interesting way to plug.
I record everything that happens to me, so it's all good.
Yeah, but just be aware of a podcast I'm working on called One of Those People, featuring me and guests. I shot a pilot for it last week. I'm going to put it up on terriblejason.com. And look forward to that, and that's one, the easiest way to keep in touch with me.
Now, we worked together a lot.
Yes.
You shot a pilot, because we worked on
an audio. Yeah, it's a podcast.
You recorded an audio pilot.
Really like a proof of concept, and at the end, I was like, this is good enough to put up as like episode one.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, what were you going to say?
We worked on a show called the Pause Button.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
You want to tell everybody about what that was?
That was a show where we would go out. Justin would go out in the street and talk to people and hold up to them a tablet, an iPad, and show them a funny animal clip, and then pause it at a key moment and ask people, "What do you think is going to happen next?" And they would have to guess: does the dog bite the girl? Does the dog jump in the pool? Does a cop come? Whatever. And
it was called. About the guess.
And it was a play on words because it's pause button. Like P-A-U-S-E, and pause button, because the button was shaped like an animal paw.
Okay.
And that was really all it was. it was just a pun, a video of a
And this
pun.
Was a hour-long drama? Or
exactly.
Okay.
In the style of House.
But also, honestly, if you go to terriblejason.com, I will email you the pilot of that show. And I am not kidding. I am not kidding.
I love you emailing an MOV file of the pilot.
No, I got it on my Vimeo page.
Yeah.
Justin Tyler running around Columbus Circle, acting super enthusiastic about wild animal clips.
That's amazing.
What a life we've all led.
Good Lord.
Speaking of lives we live, there's a lot of things that we want to plug before we go. Patreon.com/comicbookclub if you want to support the show and the other shows that we do. You can also get some fun bonuses like Pete talking to you about quizzes, doing quizzes online, hanging out, chatting about quizzes.
People come to your house and develop a quiz around your life. Is it lifestyle?
That's right. Yeah. Life,
that's great.
I'll spend a day with you and then quiz you later about it.
Wow. That's fun.
That is fun.
He is our quiz master.
So you can check out that. Also, we do a bunch of other podcasts. Riverdale After Dark is our Riverdale podcast. That's every Wednesday after that show. Also, Katie Keencast, our Katie Keen podcast, is every Thursday after that show. Lock and Key Unlocked is our Lock and Key podcast, which is ongoing at this point.
That's a
Netflix show.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
What?
The Netflix show or the comic book?
Both. Both. We started off recapping each volume of the comic book, and then we've been recapping every episode of the show. So we have 4 episodes of the show up at this point, and we're going to keep plugging through and get through the entire first season.
Justin's a busy guy.
We're binge record.
Justin's a busy guy.
That's right.
Both of you.
Well, Alex.
I'm free. I have nothing going on except for this.
Except for this?
That's a family, Alex. A full-time job.
Alex, why are you crying?
So those are all podcasts that you could check out. Pete, what else do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about the amazing guests we have on our live show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and more. iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher to listen to the show and subscribe. On iTunes, please do leave us a comment, because that helps out a lot. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank Jason for being on the show. We want to thank Roddy Rotten. But most of all, we want to thank you all. We're here every Tuesday night at 7, totally free. Please tell your friends, good night.
Thanks,
good night,
everybody. Guys. Thanks for coming out.